Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Jake from State Farm. It's tough trying to make it as a streamer.
Hey, you got this. Remember, State Farm is there to support you. Besides, I think I know a guy.
You want to make it big, kid? Timmy Tenders knows how.
Let's do this, Gramps.
I'm only 33. Give me a Y, give me a space bar, give me a space bar, give me a mouse touch, give me a mouse touch.
Ah.
Now talk to Chad.
Who's Chad? Chad. Where's Chad?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pretty good, guys, pretty good.
Yeah, but how about the bongo drum part? It doesn't sound right without the bongos, man.
Yeah, where's the bongo play?
For dumb chicks with colorful lace fronts, airheads. I feed them Mickey D's, fries, the coke, and some airheads. But they sit at a table trying to jam around home with a square peg. Talking about she loves material objects. So to ditch the weed, baby, get it perm, trust the process. Fail miserably on her SATs, but I digress. Cause she definitely passed the eye test. You are now listening to the ultimate nigger. My father laced my infamil with table salt and some liquor. The illest. Diseased, MCs can't see these. The sentences got hypertension, so the verses got diabetes. Words are asthmatic, nouns got arthritis. So for starters, pound for pound, I'm one of the sickest authors, writers. Diamond, Pharaoh, they're loving it when we double up in the range. Before chicks from Amsterdam is on the devil dutch. Hey, yeah. Woo! You want a life with no drama? I'll feed you pomegranate, karma, sutras, cook you up inside the coop, it's your planet. Want a man like Obama, then sock it to me, mama. Give it to me, baby, like, oh my God. A blowfish fan, booty, a groupie for sure. Had the nerve to be backstage, nudie and juicy couture. With rock star ambitions, two dreams I couldn't match. So I gave her an air guitar with no strings attached, like, waddle, 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 waddle. But extremely unusual with the sonics. Had to smack it with the truth just to be brutally honest. Look, you are now listening to the ultimate nigga. My father laced my infamil with table salt and some liquor. The illest, disease, MCs can't see these. Sentences got hypertension, so the verses got diabetes. Words are asthmatic, nouns got arthritis. So for starters, pound for pound, I'm one of the sickest authors, writers. Diamond, Pharaoh, you're loving it when we double up in the range. With four chicks from Amsterdam and call it double dutch. Hey, yeah. You want a life with no drama? I'll feed you pomegranate, karma, sutra, scoop you up inside the coop, it's your planet. You want a man like Obama? Then sock it to me, mama. Give it to me, baby, like, oh my God. You want a life with no drama? I'll feed you pomegranate, karma, sutra, scoop you up inside the coop, it's your planet. You want a man like Obama? Then sock it to me, mama. Give it to me, baby, like, oh my God.
Oh my God. This is the product of WBNN. This is Soul Genius Shampoo with Jetty Aper, Jetty Aper, J-E-I-D-E. A-Track. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join in on the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Oh, you think it's sweet? Ah, okay. Oh, you think I'm sweet? Ah, got you. Oh, man, you sweeter than a sucker. Yeah, that's what it is. Well, how sweet is too sweet until sweet becomes lethal? Until sweet becomes deadly? How far deep are you going to be able to look past the aesthetic and the veneer of the truth and the reality of a situation before you embody, before you emboss, before you respect and glean into the reality of the nucleus that lies within? Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're here to talk about Candyland. How sweet is too sweet before sweet is lethal? I can speak from experience. My mommy, God rest her soul, she was diabetic before she passed on. She actually was gestational diabetic. She got diabetes by giving birth to me. And I watched how diabetes turned her life upside down, turned everything that she loved to eat, to consume, to eat, to take as a treat, break her body down from neuropathy to needing a new kidney to her eye vision slowly ebbing away throughout the years to shrinking the arteries, veins in her body. Oh, you think it's sweet, huh? You think sweet is soft? You think sweet is all positive, sunshine and rainbows, huh? Well, listen, tonight is a special night because I have on air with me a very special individual, a brother of mine who happens to be an entrepreneur, host of the podcast, What You Mean, a chef, owner, the catering company, Fly Him Out, my brother, and also former co-host of the Positive Vibes Maybe podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you Dante Dash Smith. Dante, how you living this evening, man? Speak to the people before we get into this topic, into this subject, man.
I'm good, Daddy. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good,
Wait,
man. I'm feeling great, man. Yes, sir. We can hear you. We can hear you. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling gravy, man. Let the people hear your voice. Let them know what you into right now before we get into the conversation. Get on a little icebreaker, a little introduction as to who you are, brother.
Well, I don't know how to follow up that introduction. That was real great. Like, you were going on and on. As you said, I'm a host of a podcast, What You Mean podcast. Every Tuesday night, check us out on YouTube. Owner and CEO of the catering company, Fly Him Out Catering, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You guys, you know, we do brunch 24/7, smoothies, fish and grits, shrimp and grits, you know, like all your favorite brunch items we do. So, you know, if you're in the Philadelphia area, tap in, you know, we'll take care of you, make sure your belly is full, satisfied.
Beautiful. So before too long ago, earlier this year, Dash and I decided to continue to grow our respective brands by, you know, allowing the growth of Positive Vibes Maybe to be placed aside into the books of history. And as Dante continued to blossom and to flourish in his own right, so did I. And the science and the foundation of Positive Vibes Maybe was, to the degree, somewhat of a connection to the topic that we're going to be discussing this evening. you know, the power of maybe looking beyond the positives as far as just positive vibes only or good vibes only. I've always been disgusted by that phrase, you know what I'm saying? And I'll break it down real easy for you as to why I've been disgusted about that phrase. There is science about 440 hertz versus 432 hertz. And apparently the connection to this is all music nowadays is in the 440 hertz, which is a lo-fi, low frequency, which is why music nowadays gives you the information and gives you the drive to want to do things of a low vibrational frequency and influence. And apparently 440 hertz is a higher vibration. It allows you to be able to receive signals and information and is of a higher frequency. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with this dichotomy and with the dangers of what positive vibes maybe or good vibes maybe leads to is this. There's actually a video on YouTube if you wanted to check this out. The wavelengths of 440 hertz and 432 hertz, as different as they are, if you continue to let them play simultaneously, there will come a point in which both wavelengths will be identical. Do you know what that means, people? That means that at some point, there is very little that distinguishes the difference between positive vibrations and negative vibrations, which means to be able to wave the flag of good vibes only or positive vibes only is actually inviting the exact devil that you wish to revile and to get rid of. Now, we're going to allow Dash to continue to drop some gems onto this subject, and you know, we're going to have ourselves a nice, fine conversation. Dash, just give us a few more minutes, because right now, DJ Brother O, the spectacular phenomenon that's on the ones and twos, is going to bring us in with a blasting, blazing track of some hip-hop finesse and fineness, so stay tuned, y'all.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Skipping through the stages, flipping through the pages, prepping with the neighbors, pitching with the majors. The rap game is full of sucker shit and it's contagious. I'm in another galaxy, spaceship, lasers, the Silky Way. Make sure everyone pays you, obeys you, or you floating on the Milky Way. See, I was built this way. I'm nothing like a robot. A lot of y'all niggas been fucking with them robots. On your phone, telling lies, wishing you could supersize. I'm the Big Mac, chomping on your small fries. I'm trying to stay in my lane without going insane. It's so much drama and pain. What's up, one nigga, the game? Besides grief and beef, when you stay true to the street, I blame this shit on the game. How could you do this to me? It don't matter, I got madder and madder. Now I got better and better. Now I'm better than bad. And I did it. Turn it up one time.
Turn it up, baby. Turn it up, baby. Turn it up, baby.
We don't give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. It's Mr. Double OG. Me, I'm with the shits, and Snoopy with the shits, and ops niggas need to stay clear. We're still the business niggas out there, yeah. And we don't play that sucker shit here.
The difference between fiction and fact. All you see is blurred lines when the conviction is cracked. Got these lanes all stuck like an addiction to smack. Come on, diction intact. Your fiction is stacked.
Right.
You living in the world of contradiction and fact. No team, no guns, ammunition and back. Everything I spit is real, non-fiction and backed by brick. Home on an overturned conviction and smacked against the wall. Watch your downfall, you fragile.
Come on,
froze, throwing light on my toes, I'm agile. O's when I'm spitting my prose and naturally. It's all from the heart, factually. Actually, the blue face, brightling, anti-right wing. Murking in that tight thing, the color of lightning. It's frightening, Squizzy got the game in the tight cling. The Viking, they take a liking to this bright king. Now turn that shit up.
Turn it up, baby.
We don't give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. It's Mr. Double OG. Me, I'm with the shits, and Snoopy with the shits, and ops niggas need to stay clear. It's just the business niggas out there, yeah. And we don't play that sucker shit here. It's just the business niggas out there, yeah. We don't play that sucker shit here.
You know what time it is? Your boy Olasky on the wheels of steel. You know what I mean? East Coast, West Coast, Compton.
Oh, you think it's sweet, huh? Call in to tune in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join in on the conversation right now. The question for the evening is, what does sweet mean to you? And Dash, since you're on the line and you graced us with your presence this evening, of which I am immensely grateful, I present this question to you, brother. What does sweet mean to you?
That's all determined on how it's phrased and the way it's stated to me. You know, like that can go a lot of the ways. It could be sweet, like you're pleasant, you know, you're courteous, you're generous. Depending on the person, that's how I take it more times than not, especially like if it's like a woman or somebody that's elderly. If it's from a young boy or somebody that's younger than me or my age, I probably will take it as an insult if it's said a certain type of way or with a level of aggression that I feel is insult-wise. So it really depends on how it's it's voiced to me and the tone it's set in.
I dig that. So is there an instance in which you feel that the inverse of that could exist, in which a young boy or a man might be able to say it to you and it's complimentary, and a woman say it to you and it's a reason to be aware of possible dangers, or she possibly playing you? Is that something that you have either come across or thought about, or is that just something that is completely foreign to you as far as your experience goes?
Oh, no, I've experienced both of them before, you know, like, and that kind of go back to what I said, like, it's all in the voice and how the conversation is flowing. Like, more conversation is going, you can determine how, if it's a level of disrespect or if it's a compliment. Like, for instance, like if me, all right, I'm going to use myself in my situation with a lady before, like me and her, we was having a conversation, and it was rooted in how men, there's a lack of men approaching women, and she was getting disrespectful because she was like kind of just going through like how she think a certain level of guy would approach a woman, you know, and then she's just kind of just like, through the crowd of guys that was there, and just like him, you know, he's sweet. You know, I wouldn't expect him to be X, Y, Z. So that led to a conversation. And in that instance, I took things offensive because of like the way it was addressed to me.
I dig. So, you know, one of the dangers of this so-called word sweet, it's just as you said, you know what I mean? It really depends on the tone, how it's used, the context, you know, not necessarily who it comes from, you know, as far as I'm concerned, because it could come from anybody and it can mean any which more things. But like you said, you know what I mean, how it's said, tone, the energy with which this phrase is being used. You dig what I'm saying? Once again, to use or to reintroduce my mother's diagnosis and one of her lifelong sicknesses into the equation of tonight's conversation, I've always had a different way of looking at sweet, because at first I always thought sweet was something weak or something soft, you know what I mean, or something that didn't have too much substance, too much value, filler, you know what I mean, things that, you know, like cotton candy, you know what I'm saying, it looks real big, but that shit melts like this as soon as you drop a couple of drops of water on it or you put it in your mouth, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. it took me a while to understand that there's certain sweet things, and sweetness actually is like the is the key that opens the door, right? Because whatever's sweet, you know, we are more likely to allow that into our bodies or into our systems or into our space. You know, my mom, in her wisdom, she used to tell me that the things that are good for us are usually the things that we go, ugh, to. And the things that are bad to us are usually things we go, about. You know what I'm saying? She was breaking that down to me at a young age, and I got it to a degree. I just thought it was the yuck for medicine and the for sweet. But as you grow, you come to find that there are other yucks that are sweet and mms that are medicine once you refine your taste buds, once you refine your taste. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, I can't eat Twinkies now. I taste the chemical of it. There's certain snacks that I used to eat when I was young because I didn't care. I can't eat now because I taste the chemical that's making it sweet. So I know I'm being tricked to like this because of whatever additives is in this that's making me high and making me feel like I'm dependent on it. You know what I'm saying? I know that it's an entrance into my body to destroy me. You know what I'm saying? And as far as some medicines I could yuck about, but I'm grateful of having it in my body. So it's a yum. It's a weird yum. You know what I'm saying? It's like I know it's going to do its purpose. You know what I'm saying? So even taking that a little bit further, you know what I mean, to like, let's say conversations, you know what I mean, somebody trying to play you because, quote unquote, they think you're sweet versus somebody that is critiquing you, you know what I mean, that might hurt, but that's meant for building you, you know what I'm saying, that's meant for helping you in the long run, you dig what I'm saying? So what are some medicines?
That's kind of like... You can not take offense to it, but it could be addressed in a way that's not taken like for instance, I use this for example, because like growing up, I got a light voice, so I always was getting into scrimmages and stuff. So like my cousins will always tell me, "Yo, you gotta stop looking and sounding so sweet," you know. Now in those instances, I could have took it offensive, but I took it as like a learning point of like, all right, what should I do to like, you know, toughen myself up or give like a tougher exterior to people so they not think I'm so sweet, you know, or I'm so easily being able to be picked on or whatever the case may be.
That's real. See, and you felt that, you know what I mean? You felt the energy from that, and you knew that even no matter what it was said with, as far as, you know, whether it might have been said in a joke or whether it was a pull off to the side and letting you know, there was a part of you that probably felt some type of way, but there was also a part of you that took that and said, nah, there's a truth in this that I need to unearth, polish, shine, you know what I'm saying? So that it could be something that I wear on my neck instead of something that I keep in the ground.
Yeah, that's definitely true. It was definitely embarrassing at the time, you know. Not something I really wanted to hear, you know, but it was also something, like, I needed to hear, you know. So, like, but I also felt the love, like, when it was said. Like, it was said in an aggressive tone, and it was definitely in a setting where it made me feel like, all right, you know, like, I got to do it because, like, I've seen, like, the reaction of the multiple people around us, you know, kind of, like, in agreement with them. So I knew it was, like, something that, you know, other people noticed, but I didn't notice about myself. So it was like I had to do like a little self-evaluation stuff, like, all right, what am I portraying to the world and what do I want to project?
And even putting myself out on the table, there's something that I used to do when I was young that I don't necessarily do now, but my natural demeanor does it, so that people confuse sometimes my movement as meaning one thing when it really doesn't mean that at all. So when I was young, I used to say yes to everything that my mom would ask me for, or a family member, or an elder. An elder would ask me to do something, I'd be like, yes, yes. And it would please everybody because it was respectful, because I agreed to it. You dig what I'm saying? I didn't always do this shit, though. You know what I mean? I didn't always do it. You know what I'm saying? But I always said yes. You know what I'm saying? That was sweet. That sounded sweet to the ears of an elder. That sounded sweet to my mother. You know what I'm saying? They appreciated it even when I didn't do anything. So that was a sign that maybe subconsciously I took with me in my energy, that now with a lot of my interactions, people feel that they can just have conversations with me and that I'm completely agreeable to everything that they're saying. The entire time, I'm not even verbally confirming that at all. And I'm really listening, breaking things down. You know, I'm really semantically driven. So I'm listening to every word sequentially, how somebody is saying something, because I don't want nothing sweet passing my ears, passing my taste buds, and me just being like, oh, that sounds great. You know what I mean? Let me jump on it. Whole time, it's barbed wire in whipped cream, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how do you dissect what you or the people you want to interact with, you know, that bring that level out to you?
I'm sorry, repeat that. I couldn't hear you.
I said, how do you interact with people then? Like, is that like let me phrase this better. Is that like an issue when, you know, creating relationships with other people for you, you know?
It can be. What I'll say, and real briefly before we allow Brother O to come up with the next track up on this thing, what I'll say real briefly is I allow people to talk because people love to talk. So I allow people to talk. You know what I mean? I allow people to flow. I allow people to say whatever's on their mind because I have that natural energy about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a conversation with you, but I'm going to allow you to talk because we are social creatures. We love divulging ourselves to people who are willing to listen. And I allow those people to exist as far as those who want to talk because I'm willing to listen. And the one thing that is always true 100% of the time is something will fumble. Something will fumble. With that being said, DJ Brother O, man, drop us in on the next part of this conversation with something fly from the treasure trove and from the crates of your one tools, brother.
Eric Sermon, Diamond D. Havoc, Mob Deep, Hey yo, let me introduce this. D, he produced this. E, I'm ruthless, not the one from Compton. This here I'm sponsoring, this a foundation. It used to be played on a radio station. No problem, the streets gonna find out somehow. Havoc, we deep in the hood, homie, what now? We ain't gonna get shot by one of you top now. I ain't resisting, my hands up and I'm listening. But if you start clenching, my fists start clenching. Prayers get answered, there's power in the Christian. You end up missing. You see where I'm going? Enough said. But when it gets worse, we coming for the bread. Redhead niggas in the lobby. You only get one chance to get out before the rhyme fit out. Yeah, New York shit, this hip-hop we live out. What about?
Hey, there you are. How does it feel to know you only have a few more seconds left to live?
Pockets swelled up from banks I held up. Plenty bitch ass niggas, big L stuck. I never catch cold feet when I hold heat. We roll deep in a triple black dump in an OG. I kept the bag 3 o'clock in the morn. On the block all alone and put a clock through his dome. Tell him give it up quick, you nitwit. Don't try to get slick or I'ma let this 4/5 spit and leave your shit split. Brit, it ain't nothing decent about me. A true thug for real, you can ask the precinct about me. A rap junkie, don't try to play me like some flunky. Jews be chunky, pocket grumpy, attitude grumpy. Mad niggas be frontin' a lot. Poppin' mad shit, trying to be something they not. Your faggot ass better stick to dancing. Don't even look at me, I might break your jaw just for glancing. That's right, in 97 Harlem kids is blowing. And we don't trick, we'll let a bitch starve till her ribs is showing.
Divine mastermind, I turn nickels to dimes. The authentic genuine, that's out to shine. The cool cap, the true map with smooth raps. Chickens be like, who that? I be doing my thing, kid.
Do that.
Front and I'm beyond that. I roll with brothers ready for combat. better stop trying to grill me, huh? Been dead style to the essence. Got niggas stressing my style, feels like caresses, no question. Tough type to clutch mic, to positive upright. I'm now I don't give a fuck type. Expose the facts, you know the haps can go to last astrological. Like the signs in the zodiac, the rap group out the stack loop. Word up, my style's tighter than a fat bitch in the cat suit. Surprise you, it's not why I see the size me when I operate. Smooth sailing like Ron Isley. Gotta do my thing, word up. Beg your pardon, time to bounce. Gotta skate like Tony Harden.
Remix.
Yo, I'm the cleverest. Top 10 terrorists. Chickens ever diss, they become featherless. Hate derelicts, certified gold medalist. You play fly, cause I'm the most high like Everest. Look at all these fakes. Musically, you imitate the traits. Won't succeed, moving at full speed with no brakes. Like Jake, watch me take your entourage. Can't see me, I'm camouflaged. Besides, I'm guard, mad hard, like the SAT. Now shorty, caught up in the mental, watch up, bless AG. Evidently, you still don't know because you tempt me. Thought you was the boss when your fat thoughts were empty. Not fat, Joey cracked, still jealous, one's envy. Who sent me? D-I-T-C, good and plenty, like the doctor. Smoke a spike, join and watch clockers. Get rude like Shaba, make moves behind my blockers. Crazy sickness, you want the pure, you better pick this. Bitches can't get this, faggots remain dickless.
Before we get started, let's talk about the double-hearted MCs that claim to be new OGs, the war specialists. Forever bust your guns on this record shit, but when the beef comes, get on the FOI production list. You know the deal, I come with nothing but the real. Certified, authentic, recognize me, head that. Whether East Coast or West Coast, I make them all strip naked. Bitch niggas that never get respected. Joey Green, backing devils up in Bowling Green for all his claims. Dr. Nas, soon as the scene is rolling clean, you know the team. Never giving a fuck, playing thick in the cut. Get this shit laced up, what the fuck?
Diamond C.
Yo, I'm flipping on niggas like trays of crack. My raps react on your cardiac like a heart attack. Some niggas front for stunts who want to take a puff of the blunt and play a nigga like a chump. But I don't play that shit with no chicks. Sucking the next nigga's dick, moving brisk. I'm too slick for you high school dropouts. You got knocked and tried to cop out. Couldn't fight when the kids pulled the mop out and wailed you out. Writing home saying bail me out. Living small time. Fucked up when you called mine. D squared, one of the greatest of all time. Yeah, DITC representing for the 9-7. Word life.
Word life.
Oh, you think it's sweet. Call in to tune in, 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join in the conversation. The question for tonight is, what does sweet mean to you? Now, let's get into something deeper. Once again, I extracted a lot of information, a lot of knowledge from my mother's situation. And this is just one aspect, one avenue. My mother was the first pillar and my primary pillar of wisdom and knowledge being here on earth, growing up into a foreign land such as this world, a foreign vessel such as my body. And one thing that I've recognized is there are more things that are detrimental to you than just the things that you put in your mouth and you immediately identify as sweet, like say your sugars or say your syrups. The things that immediately touch your tongue and you're like, this tastes good. Yeah, I like this. This is sweet. Well, you see, there are things out there, folks, that do have substance. There are things that are heavy, that do hold weight, that could kill you too. See, the ill thing about knowing thyself, knowledge of self, is when you have knowledge of self, you recognize that knowledge lies everywhere. But not everybody's knowledge is for you. Once you start taking everybody's knowledge for yourself without knowing yourself, for you to be able to filter out the knowledges that don't belong to you and be able to focus and align the knowledge that is for you so that you can grow in the path that was meant for you to grow. Once you open up your basin to receive all forms of information, you die slowly. It's a poison. It kills you. You become unable to make clear and sound decisions. You become confused. You become befuddled. You become clouded. Rice, for example, substance. Rice holds weight. Rice is a grain that all around the world brings substance and brings closure and satisfaction to stomachs all over the world. But eat too much rice, and it will kill you, because rice is a starch, the same as bread, the same as any starchy food. And starch converts into sugar in your bloodstream. So while you're eating it, you might not taste it as immediately sweet, but the more you eat it without regulation and moderation, the more you're building up the poison of this substance, of this heaviness, weight, until it then turns into the same poison as a sugar or as a syrup, and how it initially tastes when it hits your tongue. Dash, what's the situation for you in which you have been around something that felt good in the beginning, that felt like wisdom, knowledge in the beginning, but as you stuck with it, you started to see that it was more than meets the eye? And if you didn't get out of the situation, or if you didn't rectify the situation, it was going to be poison that would kill you in one way or the other.
I guess, and just off the top of my head, the one situation that's popping up is my first chef that took me under their wing, you know, training me. When I first started cooking, I was like green. Like, I'm talking, I barely knew how to scramble eggs. So, I don't know why, but this one chef, he was the owner and he was the head chef, because for some reason he just only trusted himself to be like the head chef of the place. But the restaurant was Uno Chicago Grill, and for some reason he took a chance on me, you know, because to get accepted to the job, you had to do like a cooking test. I failed the cooking test. But he saw something in me. He still hired me. And then from day one, he took me under his wing. Initially, I just looked at it like a big brother type thing, because we did start to bond outside of work too, like just with life. And I just viewed it, it's like he was just grooming me, like teaching me the ropes, you know, saw potential in me. But later on down the line, he kind of revealed his plans for me, where he envisioned me being in a restaurant, kind of how he wanted me to move up into this role that I just really wasn't interested in moving in. And I just kind of felt like he was kind of grooming me for that position. And when I made it clear I wasn't really interested in it, it wasn't really a love I had for it, you know, like, I seen like our relationship kind of take like a little turn, where it was like, at one point, he was like an open book of knowledge. I can just go to him and buy anything, like recipes, knife skills, just training on how to use different knives, different what to use, different pans for different items and stuff. Like, that kind of came close off. So, you know, that's the one situation that's coming up to mind.
That's ill. And it's a real slippery slope and a trap that any of us can easily find ourselves in, as far as the person that finds themselves in the trap, or even the person who lays the trap, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not like it comes out of a place of maliciousness initially, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know what I mean, with the substance of, let's go back to the metaphor of rice, you know what I mean? Rice initially doesn't taste as sweet as sugar. It doesn't taste as sweet as a syrup, as a molasses, or any of these things. But you know that if you mix it with something, or if you put it in your stomach, it you'll be good for the day or a portion of time during the day. You know that it will hold you over. You know what I mean? And it can even be delicious if you mix it in with something else. You know what I'm saying? But once you understand how to expand your diet, how to moderate rice, you understand what the uses of rice are, and you respect it, but you don't give yourself over to it so much that you start to find yourself with complications. I put myself on the table with a story of mine, too. You know what I mean? My brother, shout out to my brother out in North Jersey. You know what I mean? That's my man. I love him. I love him. I'll keep his name out of this conversation because it might be hurtful for me to bring this up, but he knows me, and he knows that the love is real. You know, hearing my skill, when I came to him a long time ago, like almost 15 years ago now. And, you know, it came via a brother of ours from Chicago, and he called, my brother from Chicago called him up and was like, I'm going to send you somebody right now, and you're not ready for him. Like, he's amazing and whatnot. I went to his studio, him and his brethren, you know what I'm saying? We locked in. We became cool. We became family. And I was in a state of mind at the time when I met him, you know. So, you know, I was, my bar work was heavy. I was just saying any old thing just for the sake of being able to rap good. I didn't care what I was saying, you know what I mean? And plus, I had a lot of self-destructive habits myself at the time. So it didn't really matter. And that bravado, that energy, he loved it, you know what I'm saying? But as I started growing for myself and understanding how self-destructive patterns that I was embodying was affecting me, and I began to make changes for myself so that I could sit in my body smooth, it came with me adjusting how I tempered my lyrics and how I tempered my delivery or how I tempered my approach to music in general. One of the biggest things was I began singing again, and he didn't really like that. You know what I'm saying? And one of the main things was my voice. I had stopped singing for so long. My voice was shot. I needed to reacclimate my voice. I needed to retrain my voice. So I was going out in public in the same way that I was rapping. I was getting my practice in on singing. I was getting my chops back in singing. So I was taking all the blows, all the tomatoes, all the fruits and vegetables that they throw on the stage, all the Sandman canes and all that came with it. I went to the people with it because I knew that fire was going to put me up on the track that I needed to be quicker. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really like it until it got to a point where it was undeniable. People were asking me to be on the record for my singing, and that's when he was able to recognize what I was like, the method behind the madness. You know what I'm saying? Even with that, whenever I would slide back into my ignorant rap, that was something he always gravitated towards a bit more. You know what I mean? And I recognized that, you know, there was a certain side of my lyricism and of my artistry that he wanted that I didn't care to give to anybody because it was behind me. You know what I'm saying? That's when I had to do for myself as far as understand that the growth that I'm embarking upon, this role that I'm embarking upon is for me. And in it being for me, I will be able to do more than me doing what somebody else wants for the sake of that person wanting it done, you know?
Yeah. All too well.
Sure, for sure.
People are definitely, you're definitely in the, like my grandpa used to say, living somebody else's dream for you. You know, put boundaries on yourself and what you will and won't allow in your life. And sometimes, like, as the topic is, that requires an element of sweetness, you know, being delicate and kind with a person. And sometimes that sweetness is delivering tough love. And
And I'm an advocate of tough love. Myself, advocate of tough love. I have sweetness about me in which I have certain respects, and I may play face in certain political situations. In other situations, I may be, you know what I mean? I may just recognize what it is and just let it be, you know what I'm saying? But I do have that proponent of tough love to me, you know what I'm saying? We're going to continue this conversation Right now, we about to allow Brother O to do his thing. I know his fingers is itching on that turntable right now. So, Brother O, bless us with the next joint that we about to hear, you heard?
And, of course, this track right here is dedicated to my man, you know what I mean, Jetty 8-Track, man, because we talked about this, man. You know, Devi Nation, Devi, man, can't lose.
Diamond. People with a loser mentality are always blaming someone else. They always have some excuse for their own weaknesses, for why they're not better, for why they're not succeeding. It's always somebody else's fault.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect.
I got haters rooting for me to fail, to take a L. So my highs get low as a hoe who shake a tail, and the thighs hit the floor. I thought I was cursed, but I'm the cure. In its purest form, it's very obscure. Shorty, y'all say they want you to win when you begin, but in the end they hide behind a grin and they pretend. So fuck who I offend, right. You know who you are, I throw you a ball and keep it moving. Keep it like the cops who patrol in the car, keep maneuvering, planning to flick me down because I'm brown. This planet is tricky, but life sucks like it was planning on land in the hickey, while shots fired behind the boys in the hood where they stood, and one ran into Ricky when he ran in the sticky situation. Must they forget we chasing a dream? They want to turn what you picture into a meme, so it seems, and receiving some glitches would leave them in stitches like a sewing seamstress, and that's what they team wish. In an extreme twist, I'm packing some steam, they would hate if I stream this. I bet all around the world it make the news. Don't snooze, you couldn't walk a mile in my shoes. I can't lose,
nah.
Can't lose, nigga. Can't lose, can't lose. I gotta hold on to this moment, cause I can see the light ahead despite I read a comment,
yeah,
from what someone might have said,
yeah,
just to make me feel strained till my pain and ache reveal. While my driver's on a shaky wheel and need a tank refill. Today my destination seems close, while at some extreme post ruin what I dream most. I wanna be who critics recommend when I turn my record in,
yeah.
I'm a breath of fresh air, I deserve a second wind. While some of these lame shouldn't even earn a check again, to think they catch a wreck depend on what your taste reflecting, then you might have gotten brainwashed when your veins crossed till I came in the game with something that hits harder than the main boss,
right.
Of these so-called players, I'm toe-to-toe broad, even with my dough starred by promoters that lowball. I can't lose, so nothing matters if your rhyming skills got you climbing hills and cuffing ladders, motherfucker.
Chill.
Can't lose, nigga.
Can't lose.
I can't lose. I can't lose. I can't lose. Or in the immortal words of Nasir Jones on the scathing Ether record, I will not lose. Dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join in on the conversation. I'm with my brother right now, Dante Dash Smith, the entrepreneur, the chef. And right now, we talking about, oh, you think it's sweet. Tonight's question is, what does sweet mean to you? Before we jump into the conversation again, right now, I've got an itching and I got a feeling that we got a caller on the line. So caller, number one, say what's on your mind.
Hi, peace and blessings, brother. This is Sister Bessie, the truther.
Sister Bessie, peace. How are you?
Hi. I'm enjoying your show and the subject about sweet. So I was sitting here looking up the meaning and stuff like that, but I also think that when people are sweet to other people, they can have an ulterior motive. That ulterior motive can be deceptive. Like you look at the children in school today, they are being presented with sweet scenarios in stories. And to me, those sweet scenarios has been damaging for the children. And it is changing their genes. And I also thought about in the Garden of Eden, how the serpent was so sweet to the female and caused her to eat a fruit. And and mankind fell because of it. So I'm enjoying your subject on the sweetness, but I think that some people have characters of being sweet, and they can destroy you, as well as the sweetness of candy and sugar and everything else you were talking about. So I called in to give you my support, brother, and I thank you for the subject.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. We take these gems and we add it to the breadth of our conversation. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And before you go, please, could you let the people know when they can listen to you the next time, how to reach out to you, how they can get in contact with you?
Well, there's no way to get in contact with me, but Brother O has to come on and let you know when I'll be back on the radio.
All right.
Well, since you want to go there, we're looking for Sister Bessie to come back to us in September, raring to go, and, it is what it is. So we thank the 2021 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, the great warrior champion. I talked about her last night. No punks allowed. Someone that puts their life on the line. Sister Bessie the truther. Now back to your conversation.
Hey.
Yeah, that's good. And I actually like what she started there, because as she was talking about people using niceness as an ulterior motive, I started thinking to myself that many times I use niceness, like especially like when pursuing a woman, and like the pleasant flattery that you give her and all the extras and the compliments, when sometimes, you're there for other things outside of the relationship,
Mm-hmm. We've all been there. Now, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was saying it definitely had me reminiscing about those times, where I used my niceness and my sweetness for manipulation, because I have realized one thing about me, like people, they make an assumption about me based off the way I carry myself, from my smile to my demeanor, to my laugh and my voice, that they just, they build a certain perception of who they think I am, before they even allow themselves the opportunity to get to know me or allow me the opportunity for them to get to know me, And I've used that at times, to my advantage, whether that was legally, romantically, business-wise, whatever, because I know that's like an element in my toolbox to be used, So I do agree with the niceness and sweetness can be used for manipulation and ulterior motives.
Well, we also have to give respect to the fact that manipulation is one of those words that usually have a negative connotation to it in a negative context, but to engineer, if you will, if we're going to use a more positive connotation of manipulation, to engineer a means of allowing something to enter that needs to go where it needs to go easier. Like you might hear the phrase, taking the honey with the medicine, if you will. You know what I'm saying? And if you know that something is good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you know that something is good. Yeah, you feel me? And if you know that something is good and it needs just a little bit of something else to allow it to be taken in to someone that doesn't know better, but you know it's good, even if it's something that they won't take again or they refuse to take again, for them to understand within themselves that they're taking it in that, okay, this wasn't meant to harm me. This was meant to help. You know what I'm saying? It's different than wanting to Trojan horse the situation where you want to get into the gates of the city in order to create havoc and mayhem. You know what I'm saying? I had this conversation with my mom before she transitioned some years ago, and I forgot what we were talking about. I know it had to do with personas and the perspectives of people and how people may look on the outside or who people may be on the outside based upon things that you hear, based upon things that you see versus the reality and the truth of a person. And I remember telling my mom, I said, Mom, you know that if the devil wanted to try access into our home, the devil ain't going to come to our home in red scales and horns on his head and a tail. The devil's going to come to our home, knock, be polite, fedora hat, Windsor knot, Stacy Adams on, dress sharp to the T's, behaved well, spoken well. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way, because we're already put off of things that are meant to be abrasive. We're put off. You know what I'm saying? Even if that abrasion becomes something that overwhelms you, you'll always hold a secret level of vitriol versus the person that gave you that abrasion, that was abrasive towards you. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to if somebody gave you a smile at the end of the day, or let's say you crossing the street. Dash, let me ask you this question. This is a simple question. Mm-hmm. If you crossing the street and you on your merry way, you are on your merry way, bro, living your life, going and doing what you want to do. You feel what I'm saying? And you bump into a beautiful young lady. She says, oops, I'm sorry. Flashes you a smile. You drop your wallet, right? Flashes you a smile. She returns your wallet. She compliments you and says, oh, you look good, too. Have yourself a lovely day, young king. And you go about your day, right? And you end up going to the store. You open your wallet, and you see that you had $2 missing. Let's say you have $50 all in five, and then like one five was split into ones. And you see you had $2 missing. How mad would you be because of that interaction, knowing that she stole $2 from me?
I wouldn't be too mad because I would have played myself. Like how you were saying your mother taught you, like my mom and grandparents kind of taught me the same thing, like as the devil being dressed up in, you know, beauty and lavishness, you know, and like from me, my grandpa was always preaching, you know, the devil is always going to show up in a sexy woman, you know, like, so always keep your head on your square, you know, and just kind of like try to look at her exes more than what she's displaying or what she wants you to be captivated with, you know. So if I got distracted by her beauty and she caught me off guard and got $2 off me, I got to chalk that up to the game because, you know, like she got the best of me. You know, I got to be wiser in that situation. You know, like, it was times before where, like, I would be upset and I'd be like, yo, she got me, you know, and I kind of point the blame at her instead of just taking accountability and the fact that, hey, look, she just took advantage of what I was putting out there. You know, I allowed myself to be captivated by the beauty. She just took advantage of what was in her toolbox, you know. Everybody's got a different deck in their toolbox, so, you know, she utilized what was in hers to get what she wanted. You know, for me, I gotta, you know, well, constantly now I gotta practice discernment, you know, because, like, I am a victim to a pretty face, you know. So, like, with that, and knowing, like, what my weakness is, it's up to me to, like, shield off that weakness. So when I'm out, you know, in a battlefield of life, I gotta have my armor up. I gotta be ready for all that I encounter, you know, and I fall so easily prey to things. So.
And let's admit it, people. The same thing that my brother Dash just said. Let's keep things all the way factual. We appreciate pleasantness, all of us. Once again, human beings are social creatures. We don't want anything in our aura,
in our group, in our circle, in our cipher that's going to disturb us. We don't like disturbances. We like being at peace. We like being comfortable. We like being satisfied. We like being at one with ourselves and our environments, because this cools us, this calms us. This brings a sort of sense of accomplishment, or even a high, if you will, a natural high, if you will. So all of us enjoy pleasantness. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But just like that, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be that aspect. And sometimes people are so good at making you feel uncomfortable that you don't even recognize that you are uncomfortable until after the fact, when you see the reality for what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yes, sir.
Times where I've been engineered into a direction unknowingly, well, unconsciously, you know, unknowingly, you know, like, and maybe spiritually, I know, and maybe it's something I even crave myself, but, you know, like, it has been situations where, like, people have guided me where I felt like, you know, I don't want to take this route, but initially I kind of went down that route, and I was glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was followed with, like, a tough love, a tough approach. Like, I could think back times with situations with my stepdad, and he would, like, push me to do things more than I would want. Like, for instance, when I was on the football team in high school, you know, like, we had, like, a certain level of workouts we were required to do each summer to get ready for the season. So, for me, I had no personal trainer. It was just really me, you know, and motivating myself. So, you know, like, obviously, I kind of, you know, took it easy a little bit. You know, I'm a kid. And, like, I remember my stepdad just kind of grinding me up and standing up on me, you know, and then going so far even at times to make me do the exercises that I already done did in front of him. And he got off. Like, so it was like I was doing double the work, you know. And at the time, I'm just beating myself up. I'm just like, man, this is just high school football. Like, I'm not planning to go to the NFL or anything. Like, what's the big deal? But at the time, I didn't know he was teaching me discipline and, you know, just sticking to what I already decided and being like a man and being accountable for others, you know, and not you know, taking the cheap way out.
Mm-hmm.
It was like lessons I learned later on, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's another thing about growth that's beautiful, you know what I mean? Something like, as you grow, your taste buds change. You know what I'm saying? You don't eat things the same. You don't digest things the same. You don't taste things the same. So something that could be sweet for you when you was a kid that you really love, you might grow out of that because, you know what I mean, maybe the formula might have changed for it, but it was tweaked ever so slightly so that it was able to catch another generation, but it lost you because you were the generation that had the original recipe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or maybe you even just grew out of it because you recognized that there was something in it that it just didn't rock with you anymore. Maybe you grew into having a different allergen or allergy to it, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe you just didn't like the flavor no more, you know what I'm saying? So growth is
Peter Twizzlers.
for sure. Mine was Twix. When I first had a Twix when I was young, I first tasted a Twix. Twix was disgusting for me. Twix was disgusting. Now I can eat it. I don't like eating it too much, but now I can eat it and it's not disgusting. It's like, I wouldn't say it's pleasurable, but I like it. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's cool. Let me put it that way. It's cool. You know what I mean? But when I was young and I first had Twix, man, that shit was disgusting, bro.
Reverse with me. Like, I love Twizzlers from day one. Like, that was, like, my go-to snack besides Granny's Red Velvet Cake. And it wasn't even until about, like, 2 years ago when I was at the movies, Twizzlers stopped hitting the same for me. And I was just like, damn, like, I could see what you were talking about when they said this tastes like plastic, man.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, thank you for saying that, sometimes it takes for somebody to insert the allegory or somebody to insert the parallel, somebody to insert the metaphorical change, the metaphysical catalyst, if you will, for us to be able to see beyond what's going on. Like, for example, gummy worms or gummy bears, you know what I mean? That shit is gelatin. That shit is nothing but like goop. It's nutritionless goop. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody put it, you know what I'm saying? Somebody put it to me in that way, I stopped looking at it as a delightful treat. I started looking at it as like shit that I was just putting in my body that was just sitting there. It wasn't doing shit for me. It wasn't giving me no nutrition. My body couldn't break it down properly. It was just literally just making me fat for no fucking reason. And that's when I had to be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Certain things that you got to recognize that a change has to take place, because if this ain't building me, what is it doing? You either building or you destroying it. So if it ain't building me, it's got to be destroying me, you know?
All right. That wasn't on the little pyramid scheme of nutritious food.
No, sir. Gummy worms is definitely not on the food pyramid. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to continue this conversation once again with my brother, the entrepreneur, the chef, the great Dante Dash Smith. We will come back after messages from these sponsors of the DJ Brother Persuasion and Equation. Man, hit us up with some of that hip-hop flavor and nation.
I'm at the opposite. God box, fuck when I'm dropping it. The better question is, if I do, are you popping or you stealing? Fuck, I'm feeling like I'm God in the flesh. If you get blessed, get your heart ripped from your chest. I leave you lost like an 8-ball with a SS. Impala on the cover with some jeans and a vest, with some sad and some sun. These pockets so foul, they got me screaming, and one, and two, and three. Now let the 4-5 pop. World, girl, listen, ain't no fucking foul shot. I got a zero on my chest, cause I keep the damn block. On the block and the locker room, I can bring them out. Axe to them, yeah, it's high noon. Ha. Shoot out at the old tape. I walk with a limp, pimp, Kaiser, so safe. Fuck with a crack stick, or stab him with a pen and let the ink sink through his paint. M-Hotel, medical attention, bitch, you need some help. Yeah, I'm the son of the dough gun, and I can reach the stars and then line the pyramids with the ones on Mars, baby. Hey, 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 baby, hey.
Will to weather the storm, peel off tigers, screech to heal off liars, each is worn, revealing the arm. Feel my presence of truth, yield to none of these barrels, kneel down the barrel of steel, pound apparel, it's real clown, unravel the real sound, your travels will lead down. They mimicked our minds and muzzled our memory, embezzled our essence, so suffer repercussions, let it be. Reparations ain't money and land only, shenanigans just begun, big guns in a hand, homie. Trump got between a rock and a hard place, a raw space between a line, chakras and star face. I deserve a standing ovation, relayed my foundations and took, I ate and made my corrections, displayed patience. So instead of me letting the fofo answer, I'm what happens if Garvey and Malcolm and Martin in Atlanta spark narcoleptic to awaken hearts and Arvin Master Black, Phil Jackson, then Master Existential Panther. Revolving around spirit, evolving from all talk to embarking on tall lyrics, I'm sparking to all hear it, the change in my status, holding you potent, my status so they all falling, hauling holocaust in your mom, feel it, embalming my fluid, fluently moving that war with it, unstoppable since my obstacles move when I talk to.
It's a human being.
And thank you for kicking it with Jetty A-Track, Dante Dash Smith, Brother O,
Soul Genius Shampoo. Call in 516-453-9133. Oh, you think it's sweet, huh? Pressing one to join the conversation as we talk about what does sweetness mean to you. And before we continue on with the groove, we have a caller number two. So as you do your dance up in the queue and Brother O unmutes you, tell us what it do.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where fat women got on Daisy Dukes, but they got a butt in the front. Was good.
What up, God? Peace. What's going on with you, Clive?
Oh, man, everything is gracious out here, man. I hear the jewelry moving around on the table, you know what I'm saying? So I had to stab in out here, you know what I mean?
Yo, yes, sir.
Check this out. I got two different ways how I want to go ahead and stab in on this subject.
The first one is, if I may, right?
The first one is, I'm feeling everybody on the chemicals and things like that inside of some of the sweet snacks that we used to grew up on over the years, like. I noticed this. This is what I want to tell y'all this. I noticed this. When I was younger, you know, we would drink sodas and stuff like that at the cookout. Or, you know what I mean? You know, we playing up and down on the block. You know what I'm saying? You go to the store, you buy a soda. It's an easy treat and all them type of joints, Sky Blue and all the Mountain Dews and all them type of things before we knew. What was actually in it, all the different dyes and gelatin stuff and the different bases that they use, right? Mm-hmm. So you stop drinking all that kind of stuff coming up early ages, 80s, you know what I mean? We was warned against that kind of stuff, right? But just by not drinking soda, you know, Sprite and all that kind of stuff I felt was harmless, you know what I mean? You know, but I noticed just to try it, just after all that time trying, you crack a Sprite open, it tastes like something you put in your vehicle. I swear to goodness, like that's mm-hmm. look. It tastes like how something would put in your vehicle looks. I'll say, not mm-hmm. or how it smells. I'll say, not that I tasted it before, but y'all know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where you can taste it, or like a Pepsi. Or something like that where, when you were 6-7 years old, a cold-ass Pepsi, bam, then you bang that whole thing down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The day you crack a Pepsi, it might taste like lighter fluid. You know what I'm saying?
Acid.
Pour that shit in the sink, it'll be bubbling for 5 days. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's the first part. The second part is this, you know what I mean? As far as describing things and utilizing the word sweet or sweetness as a metaphor or as a likeness or similarity to things, you know what I'm saying? You know, my thing is, you know, we dance around these languages like it ain't nothing, you know what I mean? We poets and rappers and all types of motherfuckers out here. So the whole thing is, and the second thing is these words have multiple thesaurus meanings to them. Yeah. You know that part too. You know what I'm saying? However, we are people from common sense, you know what I mean? Where whatever we apply in something, like I say, for instance, if I say, yo, man, you know, we call things dumb sometimes, you know what I mean? That's an offensive terminology to use when we describing it as a person. But if they doing dumb shit, what the hell else is we supposed to call them?
Mm.
So the whole thing about it is this, right? Now the terminology sweet. We know that we use these words as terminologies, and, of course, we are aware of the thesaurus meanings of them. We're not going to act stupid when we're using – we know we're getting smart names, so we're not going to act stupid now, are we?
Well –
the whole thing about it is if someone calling Clev One sweet, right, that's offensive. Ain't nothing sweet about me. You know what I'm saying? Look, I like my coffee black, like Dirty Harry, like the Unforgiven, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? And hold up. I like teeth like you just picked it out of the dirt. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So the whole thing is that's offensive to me because I think that if you're describing anything sweetness to the likeness of me, you know what I mean, you're kind of like the mismetaphoring yourself. You either dumb as shit or you don't give a fuck, one or the other. It's no in between calling, you know, trying to having a metaphoric phrases of the sweet things, trying to like that, being the likeness of Clev One, that's offensive, I say. Now, I've seen people be described sweet, you know, where, you know, we got Peter Pan here, right? You know what I'm saying? You got somebody dressed up like Peter Pan, somebody describing that person as sweet. Okay, I understand what they mean about that. I'm not going to twist my brain around the fact that it's thesaurus meanings, metaphorical meanings, or anything else. We know what he's talking about.
Sure.
So, yes. That's where I got with that, you know what I mean? We don't twist it up, you know what I mean? If something is stupid, it's stupid. If something is nice, it's nice. If something is sweet, it's sweet. Meaning this, we know what sweet means when you're describing it about people. So that's all I got for you. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Where your two-year-old grandson know 15 words and half of them is profanity cursing. Check your satellites.
You know what? I would laugh at that if I ain't experienced that in real life. Experiencing a little baby run around their diaper and they don't know how to do their ABCs and 1-3s all the way, but they know every cuss word in the book. It's just sad. Should realize it, y'all. Should realize it. You know what I mean? But Dash, I hope you're still on the line, brother.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Yes, sir. Listen, we're going to get back into the conversation for a little bit before we wrap up this beautiful and this fruitful conversation. But right now, we about to allow Brother O to narrate his way up in here with some grooves and some rhythms, you know what I'm saying, if you will. You know what I mean? So sit back and enjoy what we about to listen to, some hip-hop flavor from the one and only International Phenom.
Cake. I've been making cake like a nigga work
with
for Drake.
Super duper rich, daddy, you know
so
that.
So fly, I be on G4s. So high that there's never detours.
Yeah.
Can a young
yeah.
nigga sling drugs anymore? Without the D's, have me sweat out my velours. No t-shirt, just for Cubans on Louboutins. Brown skin, mommy screaming, you the dawn. Door swing different on a coupe. I come a long way from just sitting on a stoop. Versace
yeah.
frames, I can see it all, paint a picture. Michelangelo, paint tripping on the scriptures. And this is just a Sunday whip. Pull out the Range Rover for my Monday trip. And my, that's just brainwashed on the wall. Late night sports center showing us on the floor.
Class with a tutor. Now I'm trying to cop a S-class pseudo.
Word.
See the ice in his chain there, cool off. Yeah, I'll show your ass and make it rain there, Rudolph. South by Southwest with Louis Luggage. My behind the scenes can make a movie of it. New Yukon XL, the groupies love it. I do it big, interior got the coochie colors. You can roll with me, just gotta be paid. Your wife, she can go with me, just gotta behave. Now a man, he a hater, stay throwing me shade. The Versace retailer, stay throwing me shade. Cause my gift, they like the candle like it's Hanukkah. I think their name was Candy and Veronica. Now they arguing like Brandy and Monica. I can't see like Stevie with the harmonica. You see me in that party, how my wrist shine. Word to party, y'all, you know I get fly. Diamond D on the beat with Joe and Raekwon.
And Frederico from the day on. Bob and Dodge,
The homies, chopping up rocks, cutting hair, buying gear, flying weird to the luxury parts in France. Nigga, pull up your pants, they see the jury on us, they trance in the bags, it's like the Scarface movie. 10 niggas walked in the bank, red bottoms on in the Coogee. Buffalo soldiers with bread, wheel of big nose Benzies. Stop in front of Jimmy's with the Timmies. Few years later, all in gators we paid. Bank accounts look like think accounts, the wave is the shit. Something that my mama said, karma is real deal. Either you get on or get killed. Salute the East Pop, welcome to the state. The Bronx put us on. Yeah, from digging in the crates, pay your homage. Stay in drama, collect the llama. Smoking good boy, pulling dawns out in Ferragamos. We the shit, read the shit. Couple legends that live good. Blow your ass up if you flake, it's just a message. Grown and reckless, still humble, love the jungle. Yeah, God for the snackers.
We coming down to that final hour, just, y'all.
Oh.
Go ahead, brother. What you say?
I know. I said the DJ been smoking. Like, I've been driving out this whole night.
That's Brother O for you, man. Shout out to the amazing, spectacular Brother O for keeping this thing moving and smoking and fiery this whole night. God is feeling like we in Dante's Inferno right now. All pun intended. You dig what I'm saying? But right now, before we do our wrap-up dash, it's only right that we got to be able to have another person join us for the night. So with that being said, while it's more than just you and me, let's enter another person up in the room. Caller number 3, what's good with you?
Oh, so they think it's sweet, huh? First of all, peace and divine love, Jetty 8-Track. Peace and divine love for your special honored guest and all attentive listeners. Oh, they think it's sweet, huh? The first thing I want to say is my love for the ebony, love for the melanite woman. That's the main reason why so many brothers got sugar diabetes right about now, fam. You know what I'm saying? But on the real side... Oh, the real, yeah, man, I love me some melanated women, man. Love the original woman. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But on the real side, ooh, so they think it's sweet, just like the other day here. First of all, let me do a plug, and you know where I'm going at with this here.
Of course.
Coming up, my next advancement will be August 24th, where I, Huni Barkatun, my tribal name and my pen and stage name, Master Ta Magic Man Haru, will be speaking about Return of the Soul. Ooh, they think it's sweet, huh? Like my tribal name, they think that name is a sweet name. That ain't no sweet name. That name means one who strikes his enemies like the Nighthawk or the Unique One. So
talk,
that's why my pen and stage name is a lot more user-friendly. You understand? Because the other name is almost like saying Candyman. But on the real, man, the divine love and respect for you and your mom and both my parents, man, got caught up with that diabetes situation, man. And trust me, today when I went out, you know, grocery shopping, man, so much money. When you go for help and you go and you really want to put the best of stuff within your body, your holy temple, the real holy temple, they make you pay out the yin-yang, fam. But
yes,
stuff that's going to, you know, bring sickness upon you, oh, you can get that 10 packs for a dollar.
Yes, sir.
You get what I'm saying? But on the real, man, I'm enjoying the show, enjoying the topic, and definitely appreciate the content that you're bringing for our great company here at WBNN.
Hey, man, Magic Man, it's always a blessing to have you join, especially while I'm on here with my brother Dante. We appreciate you. We send you love. Love to Huni Barkatun. Y'all make sure that y'all join that brother on his program when he drops his gems.
Guaranteed it's going to feed more than your ears. It's going to feed both your mind and your soul. Thank you once again, Magic Man. Now, yes, sir. Now, before we come back around like a full 360, let's get up into another caller, if you dig me. Caller number 4 up in the queue, who was you? Come and jump up in the conversation. Tell us what it do.
Hello, Daddy. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you?
Peace, Tiana. I am living lovely and wonderful right now. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling in to support your show. I want to know if you have a question for me.
You know what? I'm gonna relay that on to my brother. Dash, do you have a question for the lovely Tiana Speaks tonight regarding this topic?
How do you define sweet?
How do I define sweet? I think in terms of like a person. Are you asking in terms of a person or just in general? Like what do I consider sweet? I just want to make sure before I answer. Because that's what, like, right, you know, I don't want to give an ambiguous answer.
Oh, no, I take both. I want to hear both perspectives.
So if I was to call someone sweet, let's say it's a female, if I would call her sweet, that was because she's kind, she's caring, she's considerate. And the same actually for a male as well, because he's kind, considerate, and just thinks of others. Or either if it's a person that I'm actually in a relationship with, it will be because of the things that he does and how he cares and shows, you know, the vulnerability in the situation is to me what makes it sweet to us as women, I would say. And the other, and out of context, out of that, I would say just like life itself can be sweet if you are a humble and caring and just do the right thing no matter what. And when nobody's watching, life can be sweet to you, because if not, then, you know, you're gonna come through problems. Not that people who are good do not face problems. I'm not saying that. But there's a lot of things going to be coming your way when you do that. So I think for me, that's what sweet is to me, you know. And I wanted to touch on something about as far as food. I've noticed how a lot of the things that I used to love as a kid has changed. I used to drink Canadian water when I was younger. I don't know if, you know, everybody listening, if they know what that is. But it was really, really good. And you can't get it, you know, the places that you used to be able to get it before. But a lot of the things changed. I remember when I used to drink, I think it was Sunny Delight, and I tasted it one day. I'm like, oh, this is nasty. What is in this? And it didn't taste like the old Sunny Delight anymore. I could taste the chemicals. I could taste, you know, the artificial sweeteners and a lot of the drinks that we have. As a matter of fact, just having ocean spray, any type of ocean spray, if you look on the side of the bottle, it says 15% juice. But if you look at the bottom, it says something about drink. It doesn't say juice. But you think you're drinking cranberry juice or a cran apple, but it's not. It's 15% juice because there's a lot of filtered water and other chemicals in it. So I think a lot of times when we buy stuff, we really have to look at what we're putting in consuming our body. And I appreciate that the things that you were saying about that. And I just have one more thing to say. We say that things are hereditary. For me personally, I feel as though it's your family's diet that's passed on to you and why you have high blood pressure, diabetes, and going down. So if somebody changes their diet, I think that could stop it. I'm not saying it can't happen because of like a mother's pregnant, she's passing something to the child. I'm not saying that's not possible, but I think a lot of it has to do with our diets as a family. For me, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes, but it runs in my family very heavily. But I don't have it because I don't fry foods. I don't eat a lot of sugar. I don't put sugar in my food. And I just started kind of using salt again. But I think if you just live a healthy lifestyle, I think it will be good. And my show is August 16th at 9:30. That's Yo Nací Para Amarte. And my other show, The Power of Thoughts, will be August 25th, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in. And thank you very much for having me. And good music, brother.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Tiana Speaks. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your insight and for your wisdom on tonight's program.
And as we wrap up here tonight with this conversation, I'd like to extend a huge thank you to my brother Dante Dash Smith for joining us tonight. But before we wrap up, Dash, what's your final thoughts on the matter? I want you to close this out tonight and just give your final thoughts. What's your lasting impression that you want to leave the people with before you close out? And don't forget to let the people know how to contact you and everything that you're into, because you've got things for the community and for the Tummies as well, for the people that are listening. Go ahead and take us out, brother.
My final lesson thoughts on tonight's topic would be speak with intention, you know, with everything you deal with. And when you're faced with conflict, look to yourself first. Like, turn inward and point the finger to yourself before pushing outward. You'll figure out more times than not, like, that situation that you're upset about, or maybe the way somebody is addressing you is a form of love. It's just tough love, you know. And sometimes we cut ourselves off from that because we figure somebody giving us an attitude or whatever the case may be. So just kind of, you know, do a self-evaluation with yourself and just internalize things and kind of point that finger at yourself before pointing at anyone else. And, well, you guys can reach me at Flyamout Catering on Instagram. The number is 267-496-9824. We do brunch 24/7. I'm available for private caterings, private dinners, birthdays, graduations, you name it. You know, you order it, we cook it. Also, I can be found at the What You Mean podcast on Instagram as well. New episodes on YouTube every Tuesday night. And, you know, everybody stay blessed, stay prayed up. Jetty, Brother O, for allowing me to join y'all tonight. I had a blast. Yeah, this was a good show. Good conversation.
Beautiful, beautiful. And thank you for joining us. For real, for real. This has been Soul Genius Champloo, Jetty A-Track. Coming up next, Ngozi Time.
We just out here maintaining. We just out here maintaining. 4 to 5, or the 9, you decide, you decide, you decide. Choose your wish, homicide or suicide. Raised in the 80s, tormented the 90s, 2000 the feds started searching and couldn't find me. My intervention divine, reminder what defines me. Got more guns than Vice Ave, apartment 5D. That ball was as hard as mathematics and Chinese. Couldn't find a better manner at it, added Bruce times Lee. That equals a monster, I'm a Bronxer, drive a Tonka, I am bonkers. Should've seen me in front of your honor, deserve an Oscar. Do it proper to prosper, the half roster, the shot to unorthodoxer. Rapping at the opera, I operated with the weight, I was a doctor. On a slope in the Alps, snow shopping, the coke copper, the nigga on top of the lowest part of the totem pole. Been to the top, but I came back as I unfold the scroll. Teaching each and everybody, everything I spoke was gold. Jewel dropping for who's watching, hoping they know they roll you.
4 to 5, 4 to 9, you decide.
No matter the little challenge, they never suck with.
Choose your wish, homicide or suicide.
Spite of the TV shit, you can't fuck with.
One phone call and your block knocked off. All my niggas slanging and banging. All we ever know was pickups and drop-offs. We just out here maintaining.
Kings, queens, warriors, and scientists. Designer of hieroglyphics, defying the whitey physics. They don't like me, well, figure it. Fuck it, everything you learn. I know this shit burn your brain like my rhyme is a bad perm. You're damn certain, open the curtain, let the sun in. Dark matter and melanin, for sure you find the fun in. It's felonin, tensional, severin, jealousy from the gelatin in your body. The Bronx Rob Mugabe, trapped in the Mojave. Desert as a peasant, with a do-rag and Tim's on. I got a fetty fetish, the block mind state, the empire state. Nothing sweet, no cookie, this ain't empire, wait, this is my fate. Can't get it working, then I take. Got people guessing, take food, send my plate. Back to the matter at hand, hold a rat-a-tat, ready to plant niggas vegetable. Look at the cabbage patch, the savagery of my habitat. The animals in the rabbit traps, send you for rabbit's foot, better bring the whole rabbit back. Flip it like an acrobat, double up a stash of stacks. Take half of that and buy a bird, that's that affilac.
All my niggas slangin',
God in the flesh, I was staying in my lane, I was dodging the mess.
We just out here, man,
God in the flesh, I was staying in my lane, I was dodging a mess.
4 to
or the five or the nine, you decide.
No matter
decide,
the little challenge, they never suck with it.
Choose your wish, homicide or suicide.
Despite of the TV suicide, shit, you can't fuck with it.
One phone call and your block knocked off. All my niggas slanging and banging. All we ever knew was pickups and drop offs. We just out here maintaining.
Hey, man, shout out to Dante. You know, thank you for the wax. You know, loving. And, of course, Jetty A-Track, what an outstanding show tonight from the man, the myth, and the legend. Of course, class of 2023 right here at the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, tomorrow night we come back on this outstanding network with the person, class of 2022, Miss Mo Garman. And, of course, the wonderful show, Breaking the Silence, right here. 9:30 Eastern Daylight right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, that you've been in has advertising doing Gozy Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dada Malaywe goes here, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Ola Delay, that goes with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dada Malaywe goes here, saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio supporters in the constant debate. And now back to my man, 8 Trizzy.
J-E-I-D-E-E-E. Thank you all for listening, for tuning in to the greatest show on earth, WBNN, Beverly Nation. I pray that you take with you some jewels from tonight's programming to enhance and to continue to grow your life into the direction in which it will be aligned with its highest purpose. This has been Jetty A-Track and Soul Genius Champloo. Peace and love.